to hell to a tongue of Iowa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Our Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get two headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Bob and Weave, Anthony Weaver, speaking to the media right now.
Oh.
He says, on Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson, this is from David Veronis of the Sun Sentinel, quote, "When he pulls the ball down to run, he looks like John Riggins. And then he has a hose for an arm."
Did you see that pass he threw?
That was
60 plus yards down the field.
That was incredible.
That was crazy.
Like it was nothing. I'm like, oh my goodness.
But what the hell is a John Riggins?
John Riggins was a running back for the Washington Commanders. Former team
intangibles
when they were winning everything.
You got to update your references, Bob and Weave. Like there's been a plethora.
What's wrong with the John Riggins
John
reference?
Wait, Riggins,
here's why. Here, how can I go present day? The closest thing to that would be if I were to go Mike Allstadt or Derrick Henry.
See, look at that. You just did it very, very.
But he's built more like Allstott.
Yeah. I like Allstott.
You see what I'm saying?
See, the Allstott reference, that totally would have got that, Bob and Weave.
John Riggins listed at 6'2", 230. Richardson, 6'4", 245.
Oh, he's even bigger.
So he's closer to Allstott. Allstott was.
He's a giant.
But he's just talking about. But here's the difference. Every time he gets hit.
That's weird, right?
Right. Yeah. Like I don't want to put that on him, Ricky Bobby, but
it's the facts.
You know, every
although they seem like they put him in a bad position the last time around.
Yeah, but anytime you run the football, your body can end up in a bad position.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to tell you that like I've been tackled before and looked up and saw my foot.
There's two guys I remember.
You know, how the hell did my foot get over here?
There's two behemoths.
I realized I was doing the splits.
Yeah, there's two behemoths I remember this habit. First of all, it's the only smart thing Trevor Lawrence has ever said because he's a dope. But he said to Richardson, like after the first matchup, he goes, he's like, dude, you need to like avoid a little bit more contact. Like you're going to get hurt. And he was right. The other guy, another Jaguars reference, Leonard Fournette. I remember his rookie year.
Oh, remember he came out and said it's easy?
He said it was easier than the SEC was harder than the NFL. And then he did this move like six games in where he like waved on a hitter. Koosh! He won the same after that.
Man,
that year.
Really? Was not
that year. He just like, I was like, oof.
I learned a valuable lesson as a running back.
Jacksonville will run through a running back, I'll tell you
and,
what.
And here's the deal. Here's what it is. As a running back, you very rarely initiate contact. There's no need to talk trash, right? I don't want to give anybody any incentive to load up when I ain't looking to hit me because you got guys coming from all angles. You got guys coming from behind you. The side, you might be able to see a couple of them, but a lot of times you can't see them all. So why would you piss that guy off?
I don't know, man.
Now you notice most running backs don't talk trash.
I don't know any running backs that talk trash.
Right. And the ones that do always seem to get broke up a little bit.
The only guy who should ever talk trash at a running back is Derrick Henry, and he doesn't do it.
Right. No.
I guess kind of Marshawn Lynch, right? Because he would grab his junk.
Yeah, that's good.
No, but that's not talking trash.
But that's like
I'm talking about talking trash during the course of, like saying something like Leonard Fournette.
Nah, I can't think of it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So from that standpoint, let's kind of like that's not talking trash. Celebrating is different than talking trash.
He did celebrate grabbing his deal though, while doing a leap into the end zone. Great celebration.
Twice, by the way, did it twice.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta keep it up.
Come on,
gotta keep it up.
Speaking of keeping it up, okay, sorry.
Sorry. Not for another couple of hours.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Nuts.
So now we gotta do it.
Anthony Weaver said, how much of a hose does he have? And he said, a real chooch.
No
a
way.
Biss whistle. No, he didn't say that. He,
wait, you had to clarify he didn't say that?
I just want
to
be
like, no, we know he didn't say that.
Yeah, he was asked about Chop Robinson, more from Dave Veronis. He says that he has shown noticeable growth over his first five games. He said the game against the Patriots was his best. Quote, I know the sack hasn't been there yet, but he's close.
Okay. He's been close for 5 years.
Okay.
No, that's a fact.
I know.
I will say, though, you're right, Leroy. You know, this is along the lines of what he was doing before. But I remember I was very critical of Bradley Chubb when he first came. He was always right there. Then he kind of turned it around. Maybe Chubb will turn it around.
Yeah, but whoa.
Yeah.
Slight difference, though. Bradley Chubb was doing that before he got here.
True.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So your complaints about Bradley Chubb were only here.
Yeah, no, 100%.
We're talking about Chop Robinson. Look, he's always in the mix. Always. When you talk about a disruptor, he is a disruptor. But one little move by the quarterback and he's...
Okay.
It's like Nacho Supreme. Like,
what?
He's out there, he's in the mix, but you don't know, like, if you really want him when you're eating it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, dude?
Wait, what's going on? Dude, can I just tell you?
Loaded nachos?
It would have to be, like, an apocalypse for me to stop and eat there. Like, as the only place open during a pandemic.
Who?
Huh?
Who?
Any Nacho Supreme. Anywhere.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I'm surprised by this. I feel like you probably have the Horde household makes their own Nacho Supreme.
Is this like along the rice thing?
Like you don't want additives to your meat?
No, not at all. Not at all. It has to do with I've been scarred by the cheese hat. You know what the cheese hat is? When you get nachos and one person grabbed the first one and then all the cheese and all the crap on top goes to their plate and you sitting there with chips and salsa.
That's Chop Robinson.
Point for Tom!
Kind of makes more sense, right?
I hate to say it, but it does.
Let's get to our...
It's like you see the Nacho Supreme come to the plate. Nice size.
Mm-hmm.
All your favorite items on the top, right? And then somebody grabs the first chip, and then you're left with, chips and salsa.
Let's get to a fantasy update brought to us by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. We love dogs, too, by the way.
Yeah.
40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly. We got Thursday Night Football tonight. Saints hosting the Broncos. The Saints are, they're also, I feel like I said this with every team, they're very hurt.
The Saints are 3.5-point underdogs.
I know.
That is, what has happened? Was because Derek Carr, he makes that big of a difference?
Doubtful. Taysom Hill, doubtful.
How did Taysom Hill get hurt?
Ribs. It says ribs.
Ooh, hey, let me tell you something. I don't care how good a shape you're in and how physical you are. The wrong hit to your ribs, night-night.
No Olave.
It's over. Take it from me. I still got lumps on my rib cage from where the calcium has deposited.
Oof.
Cartilage. Sorry, the cartilage. It's brutal.
You think does Sean Payton still get a standing O there?
Yes, for this reason. Regardless of how the exit went, he is the only person to bring you a Super Bowl, and you had some of your, you know, keep in mind, and I tell you this all the time, they didn't have a winning record till I went to college, and they started the same year I was born. So I had 18 years when the best season was 8-8. So they've all had that. And the fact that Sean Payton brought him a Super Bowl,
you're going to get a celebration and a cheer for him because of that.
Kevin, is this his first? This has to be his first game back, yeah?
This is his first game back.
That's kind of cool.
Yep.
Patrick Surtain, the second. He is out. He has a concussion.
I still can't believe. And they're playing in New Orleans, right?
Yes.
And so they're 3.5-point dogs at home on Thursday night. So short week.
And the Broncos' best player is not playing.
Right. Hmm. Holy smokes. Well, they say Bo Nix has been pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it's Bo Nix, Spencer Rattler. Like, you know.
Spencer Rattler was balling.
Oof.
In the preseason, yeah.
Woo! No, he had a pretty good game. Keep in mind, they got out to like a – they were up by like 10, I think, early in the game. Huh?
In the Seahawks game?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm looking at Denver. My bad.
No, not the Seahawks.
Spencer Rattler against the Bucks.
The Bucks. Had
243 as far as yards go. He had one touchdown.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. That game was like then the Bucks just took off.
Yeah, one touchdown, two interceptions.
That's weird.
It was like 27-20 at halftime or something like that. No, with 27-34. Some crazy high score.
The Saints are kind of what I want, you know? Like, record stinks, but they put up points.
Yeah, you know, fun to watch.
Really, I would rather the record be good. And
you know, I don't want to do this again. I promise I won't do it again. I apologize.
You don't cheer for your team, then.
I do cheer for my team. Don't say I don't cheer for my team.
You're not a team cheerer.
I cheer for my team. We'll take a break. Back after this. Dale mambo. Dale mambo. Cosas que pasan en el barrio fino. Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. WQAM is supporting Neighbors for Neighbors and the Hurricane Milton relief effort. If you'd like to donate goods, including tarps, generators, yard waste bags, and canned goods, please drop them off at Global Empowerment Mission Headquarters in Doral. For more info on how you can help, go to WQAM.com. And thank you for your support. Got the mixed bag coming up later on this hour as the Miami Dolphins are getting ready for the Indianapolis Colts. Canes getting ready for all.
I'm excited because this is their first, you know, it's easy to get careless when it's assumed you're much better than the other team. Right. And I think this is one of those situations where you've seen those guys play. I think they're ranked, aren't they?
Who, Louisville?
They were.
They were. They're not anymore.
Okay. They were ranked. And I've seen a game or two of theirs, and they look like they can play.
Louisville's just been an ACC.
And you're on the – keep in mind, you're on the road again. So the slow starts – you're not going to keep getting away with that. So there's a lot of things I want to see. I want to see the intensity which they play with early, right? I want to see, you know, how disciplined they are early so they don't get in these holes and then they can relax and play football for the rest of the game. When you got to play catch up, it's a level of intense football. It's hard sometimes going out there knowing the next mistake I make could cost us a game. Right. So sometimes you play a little tight. You know, the one thing I give, say, about Cam Ward.
Never.
It don't matter what the situation is. He's slinging that thing.
It's ridiculous.
Right. Because, you know, a lot of quarterbacks, you get sacked a couple of times. Then you start throwing short passes. You don't look down the field the same way. And so that's one of the things that if there is some type of issue during the game and you're struggling, that having a quarterback like that, you know you still got a chance. But I'm talking about the other side of the ball. I want to see that physicality. Teams have kind of been the last 2 weeks getting after everybody on the line of scrimmage to start the game. You got to start this game off. And I want to see that. I'll know in the first few minutes of the game with how they play, not what the score is, but how they play to tell whether they've improved on certain things.
I always think of Louisville kicking Miami's ass. Was it Bridgewater who gave him the throat slash?
Damn. I forgot it went back that far. I was thinking of the Lamar days.
Yep, him too. Him too.
Was Lamar right after?
Right after Teddy, wasn't
Bridgewater?
It?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Awesome to have those South Florida.
Oh God!
Not playing hey, there.
Broke isn't awesome. That amazing? Isn't awesome. That amazing? That yeah. Awesome. Bridgewater wasn't he a Heisman
candidate?
Yeah, but you had two guys that not only you play against, but they were from here and never even got a sniff.
Awesome, but
that wouldn't happen now.
This is this was cool. Yesterday they put out the mock draft already, 2025. Who doesn't love a 2025 mock draft?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, you, especially if one of you guys is on it.
It is. Mm-hmm. Cleveland, Shedeur Sanders.
Ugh.
Travis Hunter going 2 to the Patriots.
Travis wow. Hunter second.
Yep.
Now, wouldn't it be something, because Travis Hunter seems like he'd fit a Mike McDaniel or a San Francisco kind of team, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to put him all over the field.
Travis Hunter, by the way, was he was going at what's the dude from BSU? Genty?
Oh yeah, Ashton?
Yeah, he was talking a little trash.
Really?
I like Heisman trash talk.
Wow.
So, my question to you is this.
If
he would have come to Miami, who knows what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
If he would have come to Miami, would you only play him at corner?
Well, I think that the rub on him is everybody says, like, elite corner. But they say the money's at receiver. So I think the idea with him is, like, he wants to play receiver.
Right.
But they say, like, as a corner, that's what he's the best at, even though he had that catch that he had earlier. Incredible. Incredible. He goes, let's see. He says, I know I can win the Heisman. I don't know who's there. I mean, you all see Ashton Gentry, but it's not like we haven't seen a running back that's good. We haven't seen a player that plays both ways, and I'm going to keep saying that. Says he has 95 carries for 1,000 yards, continued Hunter. If I had 95 catches, how many yards do you think I'd have?
Yeah, you're comparing apples and oranges, though.
Well, he's calling himself an orange.
The guy is averaging 200 yards a week.
Crazy. But right. Anyway, so then we get down to 4, and they say, projected trade. Raiders jump up for a QB and trade with the Jaguars. Are you guys sure about that? The Jaguars might go and be like, we're going to take Cam Ward. We'll see.
Oof.
They at number 4, Cam.
Well, you can't do it if you already paid your quarterback.
You can't?
No.
Why not?
You can't just it's a whole team, dude.
Cut bait.
You know how much it'll cost them if they cut bait?
They got Cam Ward. The Browns should do it. The Browns they have the Browns doing it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a different situation, though.
Is it? They're both sunk.
Here, I'm going to say this. And you know my feelings about all parties involved. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence, at this moment in time, is a better quarterback than Deshaun Watson.
Okay, dude, but you're talking about, like, you know, like it's one's awful. The other one's really bad.
Oh, we racing snails again?
Exactly, dude. it's like the snail Kentucky Derby. Anyway, this is what they have for number 4. It's no secret the Raiders are desperate for a good quarterback. After seesawing between Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell, they would get stability with Cam Ward. He is the quarterback whom I've been most impressed with through the 6 weeks, rising from the 4th or 5th round to a top 5 consideration. While throwing 20 TD passes for the undefeated Hurricanes, he's an electrifying playmaker who can make throws from different platforms and drive the ball to a target. He has to limit questionable decisions during the game, but his calm demeanor, no matter the moment, is outstanding. With this, Ward would become the first Miami player to go in the top 5 since Sean Taylor, who went 5th in 2004. 20 years the Canes haven't had a top 5.
Not even quarterback.
Man, that'd be cool.
Sean Taylor, good.
Good. That'd be, I mean, like, could you imagine, though, like Cam Ward, that couldn't have, like, it couldn't have gone better for him. Like, if he can continue this trajectory, keep playing like this, to go from a fourth round pick to potentially a top five pick,
yep,
even a first round pick, man, does it pay off for him.
Well, especially when there's so many teams that feel they need quarterbacks.
Yep.
Like, if you can play decent quarterback, above average quarterback, you're going in the first.
That's kind of how I felt this year with the guys. I was like, really? That many quarterbacks are going this year? But you're right. Right. Like, everybody's just,
right,
give me something.
They're looking for anything to warrant drafting a quarterback. I always wonder, though, because if a quarterback has to sit, are you hurting your team by drafting a quarterback that high? Now, certain situations don't matter. Like when you look at what Chicago did, or you look at what Atlanta did, Chicago kind of like they cut bait before they had to give them the money, right? So I don't know how that plays into it, but I always wonder if you had taken a different guy at a different position, would you be better off now that you selected, you know, the quarterback you have now?
Yeah, I think
like everybody says, keep doing it until you get it right. But if you keep doing it, when you finally get it right, you don't have a team to support him.
No, that's like you can't be awful at this, but it is kind of your only path out. Like especially if you whiff now on the big money. And that's, you know, when you are a Jacksonville or you are a Cleveland right now, what else do you do? You're just going to run out the clock until you wait 4 years?
No, if here's what you do. If there's a guy that you really like, right? I don't mean the guy that's ranked high, right? There's been drafts where all these quarterbacks were ranked a certain way and they were all terrible. If you really believe this guy can play, then do it. If not, then don't just draft him to draft him because you need one, especially at that position.
I mean, look, if this season of the Dolphins goes badly, you know, this might be one of those where the Dolphins have to think about it.
Theoretically. Now we're talking, baby.
I don't want that to happen. I don't want that to happen.
I'm not listening to
Fall
anymore.
I don't want
more for Cam
from
Ward.
Frog Boy.
I'm not
out of the conversation.
He's the right kind of mobile.
But we were just talking about, you know, Teddy Bridgewater going to Louisville.
Lamar Jackson going to Louisville.
Uh-huh. You got Cam Ward right in your backyard.
Right in your backyard.
Let me ask
baby.
You a question.
Hometown hero.
If the Dolphins have an opportunity,
mm-hmm,
say Tua finishes out the year, he throws for over 4,000 yards.
Yep.
Right? Has numbers compatible to what he did last year.
But they stink.
But the team stinks.
Interesting.
Oh.
But he stayed healthy?
And he stayed healthy. And you have an opportunity to get Cam Ward.
Sounds like trade value.
No. I'm not asking you what you want. I am asking you, is it a good business decision to draft a quarterback that high in the draft?
That quarterback's Cam Ward?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Come on. Say it, dude. You flip Tua for some picks.
What?
You got a Cam Ward right there.
Oh, I like you saying that. I mean, I do like Tua. Look at that face.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Love him. Great.
Look at his face.
How about this? We give him one more year, and he can go off into the sunset and give us some money back.
What?
You enjoy his family.
That's not how that works.
Hey, give me a dollar or two.
Hey, Frog Boy.
Yeah.
Let me explain something to you.
Like $2 or something.
Rule number one.
Yeah.
In all of business, ain't nobody giving no money back.
Nope.
You know that. Stop all of a sudden acting like these athletes are going to give you money back.
You said he was nice. I thought it was nice.
Ricky Williams came back from a tent in Australia because they tried to get the money back.
Right. Right. It's like, oh, well, I guess I'll go play some more football.
I gotta go
play. I ain't giving no money back.
And while I'm here, I'll take yoga classes at Nova. So you know?
So great.
But I ain't giving that money back. Take a break. Back after this.
Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone call me.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Back with you here. 560 WQAM. Tonight, Panthers back on the ice, taking on the Vancouver Canucks. We'll get into some more Panthers coming up at the top of the hour. 7 o'clock, your puck drop from Amerant Bank Arena. Canucks, you think they, you know, this has got a feel for them. They see Bobby Lou now on the Stanley Cup after, you know, this is those are his two franchises. But Bobby Lou went on as a Cat.
Very true. Very true.
They had some Vancouver on the back on their show. Their captain was featured in the open ice, or is it Face Off? Face Off is what it was called, right?
Yeah, it's just, why did they have two come out at the same time? Very strange.
I didn't see the one on ESPN. I never saw it, but they did a whole thing on Quinn Hughes, their captain, and that was like the big thing. Is like he was super young. They're like, why are we having him as a captain? He was like 24 last year. They gave him the C.
Wow.
But
did you feel?
So what does all the other letters mean?
Alternate.
Okay.
Which the Panthers have both of their they have both their guys hurt right now. Him and
so is that like backup captain?
Yeah. Yeah, but
why would you need a backup captain though?
What if the captain's hurt?
Like in game, yeah, that makes sense.
What if the alternate gets hurt?
How many decisions are there?
Which is exactly what the Panthers have.
Alternate.
Okay. That's a double A battery right there.
Then you send Bob.
Yeah.
I will say, though, man, the line of Reinhardt and Lundy and Lustarainen.
Killing it.
Killing it, dude.
Yeah.
Every game they got like 3 goals amongst themselves. They're just destroying fools. And Baby Barkey, great hair. Baby anyway, Barkey. It's another show for another segment. Let's get to the mixed bag. The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Cat Fever! What do you got there for us, Froggy?
We don't have a sponsor for that anymore because it's been...
No, we don't.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, we don't. I should... I'll go. I got to listen. Hey!
Hey!
Come for those tickets.
Oh!
You're here. Okay. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
What do you got for us, dude?
That's okay. We will start things off locally. The fastest man on the field, that is Tyreek Hill. He mentioned he's not going to repeat the mistakes of wide receivers before, a.k.a. Antonio Brown.
Oh, boy.
He's not going to yell at his quarterback for any reason.
Not going to run off the field with the shirt off?
With the shirt off and just quit in the middle of a game. This is Tyreek Hill.
No, I don't. I just tell them, hey, man, let's go. Keep going. That's my mentality, bro. I've always been like that, dog. My parents raised me in a different, you know, shape or form. I know a lot of people try to compare me to AB all the time, but I never run off the field and ruin my paycheck like that. I'm smart at the end of the day. I got kids to take care of. So I'm never going to do that. I love AB to death, but I just feel like at the end of the day, man, if you put it on tape, my dad always told me, if you put it on tape, the eye in the sky, it won't lie. So if you open... You know, they'll see it. Keep doing it over and over again. That's the mentality, man.
Wow.
Wow. Love that.
I feel like Antonio Brown's going to tweet about that.
He's going to tweet about anything.
I feel like nobody's going to care.
Nah.
That's a clown. Great receiver, though. God, was he good.
I mean, but, like, why ruin it?
He's crazy. He's literally crazy.
Like, you got Tom Brady vouch for you.
Because he's so good. He's so good.
Yeah. Didn't he frostbite his own feet?
He did do that in Oakland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was when he first got to Pittsburgh.
No, that was Oakland. They weren't in Vegas.
Oh, when he first left. Oh, when he left Pittsburgh and went to Oakland.
And then he secretly recorded John Gruden.
Yes. Yes. His Oakland tenure, just like every other else.
Wow.
That was in Pittsburgh, though.
What?
When he recorded Gruden?
No, he didn't record Gruden. Didn't he record...
No, it was Gruden. It was for sure Gruden.
Oh, that's what they say. He was never the same after that hit by Burfict.
Yeah, they do say that.
Yeah, but one hit, dude? I mean, I know you take hits throughout your career, but Jesus.
He went into the Phantom realm.
No, it was very bad. It was very, very bad for sure. But, I mean, I've seen Tua take some hits, and, you know, he seems relatively...
No, no.
Is that you in the realm?
Can I see you in the Phantom realm one more time? Fuck. Also looks like the Matrix.
You know, hey, you remember when you watched the Endgame? And old girl hit Hulk.
Yep.
And boom. Yeah. And Hulk was back over there, but he was talking to Bruce Banner all of a sudden. That, like that.
Man.
Do it again.
Fair.
Looks like an astronaut lost in space. It's
pretty good.
It's great.
No.
Hey, everybody know what that means. Hey, look. Hey.
Oh, man. What else you got in the mixed bag?
We talked briefly about Jimmy Butler's costume yesterday.
Yep.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see what Jimmy did?
No.
Oh, we got to get this for you. It was great. It was great.
Definitely going to get the picture. Like Tobin mentioned, he seemed to be copying Terry Rozier's style with his accessories yesterday. This is what Terry had to say on Jimmy being his identical twin.
I thought it was cool. I thought it was dope. He was strong, but it was fun. It worked.
It worked. Because it was trolling.
It was fun. No, because I was watching the game yesterday, and because, Jimmy doesn't normally wear gear. He just goes out there. He wears jerseys, shorts. That's it. He goes and wears his uniform. He doesn't wear sleeves or wristbands. And I saw, yesterday, I think I was just like, oh, he did the hair up, so it's not out anymore. So I think that kind of distracted me. But I'm like, oh, he's wearing a wristband. That's kind of a cool look for him and the sleeve. But then you notice
then you saw Terry Rozier come
then
out
you notice I'm like then but th- then he had these purple shoes on. I'm like,
never wears purple shoes.
Wow. And this is what ended up happening. He looks. He completely.
Wait, did he have to stand like him too?
He even did his jump shot yesterday. He stole his jumper. You know how scary Terry's got that smooth step back J.
Like
he even did the move.
It's like
oh my goodness,
dude! Jimmy's having fun. It's cool to see. Like Jimmy's having a great time this preseason.
Oh my goodness!
But like apparently, I think Terry said like Jimmy got mad because he was all done up, and then he saw Terry Rozier's shoes, and so he had to run back to the locker room to find purple shoes.
Great. I'm sure he doesn't have just purple shoes like around. No. So he definitely,
maybe they wear the same size foot.
He took that from a teammate. For
oh
sure.
My god.
Who has purple? Like, you, dude, well, you think people have purple shoes just hanging around in Jimmy Butler size?
Yeah.
I wonder how his toes are short. For him to have a look, his toes are probably up in them shoes like this.
All for the bit.
Like, how long are we going to do this, boss?
Oh, he wears a size 13. Everyone has a size 13 just hanging around, huh?
Purple shoes.
Basketball. In basketball, yeah. Man. I would imagine.
Man, he is. That was really, really funny. He said. he said his agent said he's a menace down to his purple shoes. I like the look though. Like I think Jimmy should go with the wristband.
I'm just. He was even standing like him.
Yep.
Like you see Terry Rozier standing in the background, and look.
But like
he's even standing like
copied and pasted.
It's the funny thing though. Like this is how you like Jimmy Butler is like. All right, how do I get interested in the preseason? I just do bits. So he spent the previous game just bothering Chris Paul, and then the next game he goes, "I'm a copy Terry."
This is absolutely crazy.
Right.
It's his whole game is dependent on just how checked in he is.
Right.
And sometimes it's as simple as I'm going to copy my friend to get him checked in the game.
It works.
It's not like, hey, this is the final opportunity for us to win to make sure we secure home field for the playoffs. He's like, nope. What did Chris
Who's
Paul
on the
say?
Other team?
Yeah, exactly. What did Chris Paul say?
It's amazing. Amazing. Give us one more in the mixed bag, Marcos.
I'm going to give you one from Kane's Land.
Yeah.
This one is Xavier Restrepo on how the team culture has improved.
I feel as if you know, there's people on the team that lead and the people on the team that understand who the leaders are. Everyone understands their role on this team. Everyone knows that, you know, leading is not only for a certain amount of guys. You know, it's a team culture. So if you see something bad happening or see something wrong that's not upholding our team culture, let it be known. And everyone, you know, put their egos aside. I feel like that's the biggest thing. We do not have egos in this building. And if we see somebody that has an ego or anything like that, we call it out. So, I mean, again, no group of guys I'd rather be around. Everyone on the team, again, knows, you know, their roles and stuff like that. So I feel like, you know, just the team is just an amazing spot right now.
Love it. Kid is having a great season. And he is certainly one of the better examples on the team.
He is.
The most important thing in a team sport, in most of your teams that are successful, they can leave their ego at the door to work. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can be whoever you are after, before. But when you get on that court, on that field, your ego can't be bigger than anybody else's, because that deters the work that has to be done.
You see teams that
go through that, right? And it always ends up going south soon as somebody's ego thinks that it stands out more than everybody else.
He is 19 catches away from becoming the all-time Canes leader, which is currently Mike Harley, 182. Reggie Wayne is second. He did have an extra year. Reggie Wayne was 173.
But that was only in 3 years, right?
Reggie Wayne was in four. I don't know how much he played his first year. I don't remember, 1997.
Right, because the crazy thing about Canes records, the reason why they're not astronomically high is because in most cases you had to wait to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, when Duke Johnson broke the running back record, we were like, hold on.
Yeah, Michael Irvin is six currently, with 3 years. Santana, he has 143. Santana Moss, 143 at six. Man, something, though.
But especially look at the running back step going through Miami.
He is, but he is, what is he? He's 244 yards away from becoming the all-time receiving yards leader. And that top of the list, that's royalty right there.
Right.
Santana Moss, Reggie Wayne, Michael Irvin, Xavier Restrepo, then Lamar Thomas.
Damn, not even Andre Johnson on there.
So no, crazy. Andre Johnson probably only played 2 years.
So crazy. What a squad.
Right.
What a squad.
But that's like, that was, I only played two in college.
No, you went to three Rose Bowls.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
What?
Yeah, I went to three Rose Bowls. I was a watcher for the first one.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That was my freshman year. I played a little bit my second year, but I didn't start getting. And then, keep in mind, when I played my third and fourth year at Michigan, the group that I came in with were all like five stars. So it was four other running backs. So, like, yeah, we all split time. So when you see the numbers of all of us, they get a little skewed because we were all battling each other for time, for carries.
Take a break. Third hour coming on up next.